Holy Letters, Rebbe, Volume 5. It's dated, Baruch Hashem, the second day of Nisan in Tovshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe writes, I received your letter in a timely, from the beginning of Adar. I guess the Rebbe is writing it because the Rebbe is responding a month later. So the Rebbe says, it's not like I didn't receive your letter.
Yeah.
I received it timely. I was very it was pleasant for me to read in it that you are doing well and that you're also trying any opportunity to influence your environment to keep the peace in your community. And it's understood that when you have physically peace, it also brings spiritual peace. And as it's known from the new revelations of medicine, that how much it's important for physical health, that the nerves and that your soul should be at peace. And since the two souls that are in the Jewish person are at war, one of them is important spiritual, and the second one is important physical. So it's possible to be peace amongst them only in one way. How could you have peace when the godly soul wins? Because if it's going to be the other way around, that's not going to be peace. Because even at the time when a person fails and does a sin, the godly soul is always with Hashem connected, says in the Tanya. Not only that, even the Yetzer Hara, only the inclination, only has permission to confuse the person, but he also wants that the person should win him by the person overcoming him. He'll get more reward, which is the reward for the Yetzer Hara. Look at the Tanya, the Zohar. Rebbe is also attaching his general letter for the Pesach. I hopeful that it interests you, and also perhaps the other people that you meet with the blessings for a happy and kosher Pesach.